Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl here in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, a topic that continues to interest consumers greatly is sustainability.
Absolutely, Ron. Beef sustainability is a constant topic that the Beef Checkoff works to address on a state, national, and quite frankly, international level. Through multiple presentations recently, the Oklahoma Beef Council has addressed the myths and facts of U.S. beef production, including the information from the EPA that U.S. cattle production, including feed production, accounts for 3.3% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., which is minimal. On a national level, the Checkoff-funded team recently participated in a panel on the future of protein at the Future of Food Summit sponsored by Eating Well magazine, and science-based information from the Beef Checkoff-funded Sustainability Research Program was shared with food scientists and nutrition health professionals.
And you can learn more about what the Beef Checkoff is up to on your behalf by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. As the new year 2020 gets up to speed, there's enough factors out there for the beef cattle industry to have at least a measure of optimism. So says livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State University.
I agree. I think it's definitely looking a little more positive this year. I'm not overly bullish, I guess, maybe compared to some people, but I think the overall situation is very supportive, more so. I do expect modestly higher prices, particularly in the second half of 2020 relative to what we went through in 2019. And again, there's still plenty of potential for volatility, but arguably perhaps a little bit less than what we've been dealing with for many months over the last year or two.
One area to be optimistic about here in 2020, the opportunity to sell more beef internationally from the United States.
We've been through an awful lot of turmoil with the trade situation over the last couple of years, and we really began to see that clarify just a little bit at the end of 2019. I wouldn't say we're out of the woods yet. There's a number of things yet to go, but we do look like we're on the verge of removing the uncertainty of the new NAFTA version, the USMCA. We have a new agreement bilaterally with Japan, which is going to help us get back to a more competitive position in that market. We think we're on the verge here of signing a partial trade deal with China and begin to sort of unwind some of the things that have been hindering those markets. So for all of those reasons, the overall trade picture for beef and for meats in general looks pretty positive. And of course, the newest factor that really is a big factor to keep an eye on in 2020, and that is this African swine fever thing. We literally have lost about 20 to 30% of the hogs on the planet in the last year to this disease. And, you know, that affects pork markets first and foremost, but it really affects all protein markets because there's simply less meat on the planet now than there was. And that's going to be supportive of these markets as we go through certainly 2020 and probably sometime beyond that.
Dr. Peel does not expect a lot of supply increase, at least here in the United States, in 2020. So he says there's other factors that he's going to be watching closely that could impact the cattle industry's bottom line.
On the demand side, we're going to watch total meat supplies. We're going to watch this broader trade picture as a component of beef demand. And of course, the macroeconomy and all those external big picture factors that can impact demand. Energy prices could jump up here. We've had some recent concerns and some geopolitical tensions in the Middle East, and those kind of things can impact energy values and currency values. It's those kinds of factors that we're really keeping an eye on, probably more so than other factors.
Now, Dr. Peel says one thing that cattle producers can do here in 2020 is to look at things that they have within their control. And he believes that one of the key factors for cattle producers to become a little more profitable in this year and beyond in their cattle business is to look at things where they can improve their efficiencies, they can improve the product that they're producing, the beef product that we're all trying to raise for that end user, the consumer.
Markets overall, we can't do a lot about. Markets go up and down for a broad set of reasons, and a producer can't impact that. However, you can often impact sort of your position in that market in a couple of different ways. One of them is by, at the cow-calf level, by thinking about these value-added kinds of things, things that I hope most producers are doing, and yet we see lots of evidence that there's still progress to be made in terms of basic production practices, castrating calves, vaccinating. Preconditioning is the path package that we put them into. And we do know, and we have lots of data to support the idea that preconditioning does pay the majority of the time, particularly if you work at it a little bit, not only to do those things, but also to market for added value. The other part of it is you know, risk management in terms of sort of how and when you price those cattle. And so there are ways to, you know, you can't change the overall market level, but you can change the timing of when you set your value in the marketplace through contracting, perhaps with futures and hedging, those kind of tools. They're all worth looking at to see if there are opportunities there that will help you in terms of overall revenue management as well as risk management.
Cattle Market Watcher, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 42nd Annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.